105.3 is WKHM FM and WKHM FM HD1 Brooklyn Jackson. And now it's time for high school football. Tonight's game, live from Michigan Center High School, features the Michigan Center Cardinals hosting the Panthers of Addison. The high school game of the week is brought to you in part by Subway, Summit Orthodontics, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Northwest Community Schools, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, the Jackson YMCA, Trips Auto Shopping Collision Center, Baker Builders, Columbia School District, Denny's, Jackson Public Schools, East Jackson Schools, Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, Computer Ties, Watson Diesel, Flexible Staffing, ERA Reardon Realty, Chilango's Restaurants, Airflow Heating, Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop, and Tri-County Water. Now, we go to the press box for the call of tonight's game with Captain Steve Boyle and the Mayor, Jason Smith.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, glad to be here live at Michigan Center High School, our alma mater tonight. And they just finished up the fight song down on the field. Want to say thank you to some additional sponsors, Vision Collision, Excel Staffing, and Michigan Center Schools, along with Amazing Auto. And here's your national anthem. Anthem here on K105.3 with Cap T, Mayor Jason Smith. Michigan Center Cardinals set to take on the Addison Panthers. The Cardinals 2-0 on the season.
Yep.
1-0 in the league. They got their first win last week over East Jackson. That was a 48-6 drumming. The first conference win. Their week one win was a 29-0 game over Homer. And, you know, so far early in the season, dominant for Michigan Center, but we were able to talk to one of the assistant coaches before the game. He let us know they've got a couple of injuries that they think are going to make them a little less effective today. But realistically, they say even the scores being what they were, the offense hasn't been as smooth as they think it can be and eventually will be this year with the new quarterback.
Yeah, with the new quarterback in Roger Hayward under center, they feel like he's learning the offense. Week one was making the wrong reads in some of the run-pass options and some of the triple option formations that they run. And week two got a little bit better, but he's a heady quarterback. He knows what he's doing. He said that he tries to emulate his game after Tom Brady, I believe he said. So he's very smart. When there's not a play there, he's not trying to force things. He's taking what the defense has given him. So should be an interesting game to see how far he's progressed since week two.
Again, at 6'2", 170, it's a pretty good build for a quarterback, especially at the high school level. And Hayward, as we've seen before, just again, the assistant described him as just kind of an intelligent player. And we know him a little more from hoops because we saw him last year, but he's a team player. He's going to do anything, so that's going to kind of turn him into a good leader on the field, and Michigan Center will look to continue that. Meanwhile, Addison, off to a start that I think is different than we expected out of Addison. perhaps. They had a tough matchup in week two, so they go out and get a 65-0 win over Dearborn Heights, Star International, week one. Kind of a tune-up, but then they get a game with Napoleon, which we kind of expected to be a tight matchup. Napoleon got out way ahead in that one. It ends up looking closer than I think it was, 35-20, the final. That was Addison's first loss, and we'll look at that kind of that matchup, the Addison-Napoleon matchup, this one tonight, Michigan Center and Addison, and start using that to kind of get the determination of who we think is the best team in the league.
Right, and you've got three teams that we've kind of talked about as being sort of the top of the class in Michigan Center, Grass Lake, and Napoleon. So Napoleon, you know, had a little bit closer fight than what the score indicated, but you're looking at a Michigan Center team that's a really, really talented team and can hang with the best, and you know, they gave Lumen Christie a couple of fits here in the playoffs, so this should be an interesting matchup to see just where both teams are, Addison and Michigan Center, in the conference.
And I think we had said at one point, Jason, I think Addison tends to play Michigan Center tough. One of those flukes where it just seems like it's a tough matchup all the time. I think their styles clash, where Addison tends to be ball control. They want to be rugged. They want to run the ball. And Michigan Center wants to score fast. They want to score often. So if Addison can limit their possessions, keep the scoring at a lower number, and kind of, you know, make this a short game with clock control, they're gonna have a chance to stick around. They look like they've got some pretty good size on the field. So we're just about ready to get it going here. Addison will receive to start this one. And we are ready to go. Cardinals take the field here for the kickoff. They got a new kicker out there after several years with Williams. And they'll get a new guy responsible for the kicks.
And that is Braden Cosmet. Somewhat of a name in the soccer universe. And he's got quite a leg. I mean, it's been sort of a tradition here for Michigan Center to have kickers with pretty big boot, and Braden Cosmet's no exception.
Yeah, at least in the last few years. Back to receive for Addison, Frederick Bills, the sophomore. It's a low kick, and it's actually going to be fouled there at the 10-yard line. Back to the 5, and pick it up with a little room to run over the 10. And just shy of the 15, a flock of Cardinals going to bring him down. Travis Whittaker, the other guy deep back for the return, is taken down, and field position for the Panthers. Not going to be great to start out here inside their own 15.
Yeah, and if they're going to run a ball control game and they're going to try to manage the clock, they're going to have to come away with scores on every single possession if they want to try to hang with this Michigan Center offense. So we'll see how that plan works out for them here in the early going.
Well, I think right now, Jason, they're going to want to look at trying to get that field position advantage in their favor and give Michigan Center a longer field to work with. Tight formation, wing T. Handoff goes up the middle. He's got room to run. Gasses up the middle over the 20 to about the 24-yard line before he stops on the ball carry. Matt Sylvester, if I'm not mistaken.
And Andrew Pulaski, the 5'10", 205-pound senior for the Cardinals with first contact there. Defensive tackle. Very tight formation for Addison.
Sylvester runs the QB here. This time he hands it off again. And this time they bottle up the runner in the backfield. And I got on the carry Dominic Young, senior running back.
That is correct.
So on third down and about a yard, we'll see which line is going to have the force of will to make things happen. Addison's going to line up against thick. Tight. They go with the wing tee. Three down backs. QB's going to give to the fullback and fake a sweep. He pounds into the line. It looks like he's got enough to move the chains, and that is indeed the case. Just over the 25 to the, well, he gets to the 27 where the spot goes down. First and 10 for Addison.
Jake Haskell with the first contact there, the linebacker for the Cardinals. Big first down right there for Addison. They need to keep the ball moving.
10 and a half to go first quarter here, WKHM FM HD2, Brooklyn Jackson. And again, these misdirections are going to fool me a few times tonight up in the booth. Another short gain on the give, and they get about a yard to the 28. Second down and 9 for the Panthers of Addison.
And the Looks like Josh Jacek with the tackle there for the Cardinals. Coming up from his linebacker spot.
Panthers stay with a tight formation. And there's a handoff on a little bit of a sweep there to the left. Not a ton of running room. He's going to get about a yard again. He's on the 29.5 yard line. Third down and a 7.5 for the Panthers. And see, without the big gain on first down, those little gains that they were getting there that they were eventually able to turn into a first down, Michigan Center has, you know, with the exception of that first carry, Edison hasn't gone for more than a yard or two on a play. So third and long is tough for them. They do hand off on an outside sweep. It's in the backfield, spins away, but good job by the Cardinals to stay on it, stretch out the play, pulled him down for maybe a short loss. They're still shy of the 30-yard line, and that's going to bring up a fourth down and about 8 for the Panthers, and you would expect this to be punting down.
Yeah, definitely. They're not in good enough field position to go for it and give Michigan Center the short field. Brett Kuhn made the tackle for the Cardinals, 6'2", 250-pound senior defensive lineman.
We've seen a lot of teams be adverse to punting this year so far. Panthers not one of them. Probably the wise move here. Cardinals sent Dawson Brown back to return. Kick is up. Drifting to the left over the 50. Bounces and takes a Panthers roll beyond the 40-yard line. And that'll fall dead at the 38. Michigan Center takes over from their own 38-yard line. 8:38 to go first quarter. The Panthers ate a little bit of clock. Cardinals will come out. They run a spread formation. They've got a lot of offensive options, but I think the one I'm most excited to see, and we saw some great stuff from already in his career, is Dawson Brown, 5'10", 160-pound senior for the Cardinals.
He grew his hair out, which is an interesting look for him.
Because I've only really seen him with a helmet on, I wouldn't know what kind of hair he has going on. In motion, they go with 3 wide, pistol formation. Hayward takes the snap, pitches out. And on the run over the 40, tripped up at the 42 is Jake Haskell. Second down and 7 yards for the Cardinals.
And that tackle by, Ernie Abbott. Number 21, the running back slash linebacker for the Panthers. Almost credit it to the linebacker, familiar name if you're a wrestling fan, Rocky Johnson, in a linebacker.
Two wide, two wings, and a pistol back here for Hayward. Coming around from the wing and breaking the tackle into the second level, 40. 30, tripped up and falls.
Oh, no.
I didn't see, did somebody get his ankle?
No, he just lost a step. Cole Sova.
Cole Sova just broke through, got past that first level, was off to the races, tripped over a yard line around the 30. It's first and 10 for the Cardinals on the Panthers' 29-yard line.
And his defense, I think there might be a little lip right there or something that caught him off guard.
I think he was already kind of leaning forward. There's a dead pet on the field over there. What happened there?
I don't know. I want to get Pat on the case.
There's another handoff on first down for the Cardinals. Another different running back, Nick Torti, this time. He gets about 5 yards in the first down carry.
Ernie Abbott on the stop for the Panthers. And Nick Torti, last year they described him as fearless, so he's not the biggest dude in the world on the field by a long shot, but he is more than happy to run up the middle for him.
5'6", 125, he's listed in the program. What do you measure at? What height do you claim?
Do I get a Dan Patrick ding?
Yeah.
5'1", 152.
Shotgun again for Hayward. This time 4 wide. One in motion is Torti. Fakes to him. Hayward keeps up the middle. And he gashes him there out down to the 10-yard line before he stops. Another big gain. That's going to move the chains for the Cardinals. And the offense has been quite effective so far in the early going for Michigan Center. 6:51 to go first quarter. We're still tied at 0. Cardinals knocking on the door, however.
Frederick Bills, the defensive back. Last one back to make a stop there for the Panthers. And both teams sort of running a variation of an option offense. Centers has been slightly more effective thus far.
Official spot puts them on the 11-yard line, so there's still room for a first down between here and the end zone. Hayward out of the shotgun, hands off to Dawson Brown this time, and he breaks a couple tackles.
into the 5-yard line, maybe down to the 4. We'll see the spot here in a moment. So 6:21 to go here in the first quarter. Cardinals continue to get closer. Second down and about 4. Right on the 5-yard line is the spot.
Nathan Rodland with the stop.
Cardinals huddle up. Play comes from the sideline. Hayward in the shotgun. Pretty much that the way they run the offense. A couple wings. Brown splits to the right. In motion, gives to the up back, and he'll take a hit, stretches out over the end zone line, and it's a touchdown for Michigan Center. That was Jake Haskell on the carry. The Cardinals are into the end zone quickly on their first possession. 6-0 Michigan Center, 5:46 to go first quarter. They'll line up for the point after attempt. Braden Cosmet measures it up. Soccer-style kicker. Holds down. It's good. The kick is up. It's through. And the Cardinals got a 7-0 advantage. Let's take a minute break and get back with a kickoff on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, I'm Steve Dorr, superintendent of East Jackson Community Schools. We're leading the way with our science, technology, robotics, and arts programs. We're proud of our safe schools where all buildings have been remodeled in the last 2 years with our student safety in mind. And our family atmosphere where everyone knows your name. To learn more about East Jackson Community Schools, visit our website, eastjacksonschools.org, or call 764-2090. Come take a fresh look at East Jackson Community Schools. Great things are happening. Together we thrive.
Amazing Auto, featuring Michigan's largest showroom with over 5,000 square feet of accessories. Amazing Auto has everything from window tinting to remote car starters, Reflex sprayed on bed liners, and every automotive accessory you could ever think of. Amazing Auto, Mid-Michigan's largest source for automotive accessories. Visit Amazing Auto at their new location on the corner of Page and Detman.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the ensuing kickoff, fielded about the 10-yard line by Frederick Bills. Takes it upfield, turns up at the 20, and he gets it to about the 32-yard line, where Addison will have decent field possession to start their second attempt at scoring points. They trail 6-0. Was that 6-0 on the scoreboard, Jason? I thought that kick was good. Did you see the same thing?
I did.
Did they fail to add the points?
They did.
All right.
I love the fact that the band is doing the cheer along with the cheerleaders. That's awesome.
It's teamwork. They all work together, Jason.
Absolutely. Underappreciated activities there in sports.
Second down for the Panthers. Tight formation again. Second and about 8.
Broken play.
They really did a good job of trying to stuff that out, but really on the quick handoff, pretty good run for Addison up the middle. Ben Skinner, the fullback.
Liam Odell with the stop. The junior checking in 5'7", 140 for this game. I can't believe there's someone that I actually weigh more than on this football team. That's crazy. It's not something that happens every day.
Other people
every week.
Caramel corn and you put some LBs on. First down handoff goes over the 45, close to midfield now. And getting something going here on the offense for Addison. Moving the chains. And now second down and about 6.
Orthopedic rehab prep athlete of the week, Boomer Perry with the tackle.
Second down for the Panthers. He might be Boomer Perry's biggest fan. I got to imagine his mom's around here is a bigger, little bit bigger fan.
He's got the new coolest name in high school football now that Steele's graduated. They give us to number 27 for Addison. He's got room.
He's got foot race to the end zone. Dawson Brown's going to try and catch him. Won't get him at the goal line. Touchdown, Addison Panthers. Dominic Young. Finally broke through that Cardinal defense. And the foot race, he won. Brown, if he had about, I think if he had about 10 more yards, Dawson Brown would have had a shot at it.
Yeah.
4:15 to go. It's 7-6 now, Michigan Center. Addison can tie it up with an extra point try. Big play there for the Panthers, taking it to the house.
And it looks like they're going to go for two.
They will line up for the two-point conversion. Same offense they use every other play. QB's going to keep it, end around, and race to the end zone. He's in. Two-point conversion for the Panthers. Matthew Borman takes it to the house. And we've got an 8-7 Addison advantage. 30-second break. And we'll continue with the football frenzy on K105.3.
Want to join the Jackson YMCA? Now's the time. Take advantage of the join fee special running September 4th through November 10th. All join fees will be $10. That's a savings of up to $90. What comes with your Jackson YMCA membership? You get access to both Y locations. Free childcare while you work out downtown. Free featured group exercise classes. Access to participating Ys nationwide. With a Y membership, there is no annual contract. So give the Y a try. Call 782-0537 or stop by either branch to sign up today.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Addison showing their big play capability. Take the one-point lead with 4:15 to go in the first. Dawson Brown, and we got Keegan Bennett back to return.
Squib kick.
Picked up at about the 34-yard line. Cardinals always looking to score. He'll carry it up to about the 45. Like a pretty good field position to start it out.
That was Josh Sisk on the return.
Michigan Center will take over at the 45-yard line.
Like he was fielding the ground ball.
Well, I mean, we see how many different kids on the Cardinal offense take the ball. At any given time, it could be five or six guys. So most of those guys are in as part of the return team, too. So squib kick it deep, whatever. Somebody's going to try to return it when they get their hands on it.
Yeah, they got weapons.
Brown in motion, fakes the give, gives to instead the up back, which is Jake Haskell. Nowhere to go for Haskell. Second down and 10 for the Cardinals from their own 45.
That was Clayton Hawes on the stop for Addison.
Addison, number 62, Clayton Hawes.
Sophomore.
Torty comes in from the sideline with the play, and Brown will get a breather. They've yet to go to the air with Hayward here in this one. Still early. 3:35 to go first quarter. Cardinals trail by one at home. K105.3 Football Frenzy. Hayward out of the shotgun, and the give is to Torty. Coming around the end, and he gets a block and frees him up. He's getting to the sideline into Addison territory. The 40 to the 30, out of bounds at about the 28-yard line. Big run by Torty. Nick Torty. I always want to call his brother's name.
Yeah,
Andrew.
Andrew.
As we can come familiar with Michigan Center, you see the similar names year after year around here.
Oh, yeah. And that was a good run, and you know, like we had said earlier, he's completely fearless on that football. He took on a guy who's had him by a good 6 inches and maybe 60 pounds and just ran right through him.
Now you get a little bit different formation for the Cardinals. Only one wide out. They do hand it off, but great job by the Addison defensive line. And you get a play coming in from the linebacker, number 21, Ernie Abbott. It's a part of that play. The handoff to Cole Sova goes nowhere. He lost a yard and a half on that one. Second down. And let's call it 12 for Michigan Center at the Addison 30-yard line.
It's the third tackle on the night for Abbott.
Cardinals huddle it up with 2:37 to go first quarter. 8-7, they trail by one. Nice two-point conversion on their last score for the Panthers. Hayward out of the shotgun now. Four wide. Sova goes in motion. And now we get a whistle. And waiting on delay game. Decision
yep.
Center. That was going to go I'll charge it to the inexperience of Hayward. Move it back five more yards. Second down and about 17 for Michigan Center with 2:19 in the first.
When you see that official's hand go up, you got to get your play off. I mean, I know you still got a few more seconds, but get the play off either way.
Same play it would look like. Colsoa goes in motion. Hayward out of the shotgun. Gets the snap. And now he looks to run. Gets through the line, down to the 30. Spins away from a defender, trying to get to the 25. He's going to get to about the 27. That's it. Does get him back to that original line of scrimmage. It'll make that third down play a little more manageable. Let's call it 9 yards.
And that is Nathan Rodland on the stop for Addison. Third and nine. Torty coming back in. One of the speed backs.
So they go three wide here. Out of the shotgun, back to throw for Hayward. He's got a man open in the flat. Looking deep, though. Now he throws back across the field. Diving catch. He reels it in. Josh Sisk on the reception. But looks like he's going to be a little bit shy of the first down mark. And
yeah, about a yard, looks like.
Yeah, they're going to come up short, fourth and one. From the 20-yard line. Offense stays on the field.
Man, you got a weapon like Cosmet, but I think at this juncture of the game, it makes more sense to go for it right here. I mean, you're looking at, a 36-ish yard field goal from there? That's something Cosmet could hit with ease, but they'll go for it here. It's fourth and short. Why not?
There's a minute left in the quarter. Hayward takes the snap, gives it to Brown. He's going to get the first down. Stand on his feet. Jukes and spins down to the 13-yard line. Move the chains, and Michigan Center's got four fresh downs.
Good job by Jacob Mercurio there to bring him down. He was kind of juking and jiving and moving all over the place there.
First and 10, Michigan Center. Now under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Both teams have scored once. Cardinals will try to make it two here. Clock stops at 48 seconds in the first quarter. Thanks for joining us here at Football Frenzy, brought to you by Art Main Chevrolet. 2-year lease on a 2019 Chevy Equinox. Up for grabs, these are our tailgates. 39 seconds. Haywood takes a snap, looking to throw, and he's got a man. It's caught. He'll work his way toward the goal line. He's going to be shy by a couple yards, and that's Josh Sisk on the reception. Hayward a little bit of happy feet in the pocket.
Yeah.
And he's got, geez, when they have that many options, he's kind of locking in. You can tell he's kind of locking in on a guy.
Yep.
Rather than seeing who's open.
Yeah, and that comes with the inexperience at the quarterback position. He'll learn to, you know, to take those three-step drops, take his time. He had plenty of time in the pocket back there. That'll come with time.
So it's first and goal from the three. And the handoff and the blistering run there. Jake Haskell really made that guy pay the price for trying to stop him. Into the end zone, the Cardinals score again. So the 8.9 seconds of the first quarter. It's 13-8 Michigan Center at home against the Addison Panthers. And they'll send Cosmet back out to kick the extra point. And there's a snap. The hold is down. Kick is up. Looks good from here. Officials agree. And that makes it 14-8. Cardinals back in the lead with 8.9 seconds to go first quarter. Let's take 30 seconds to come back with the kickoff on K105.3.
Hi, I'm April Benoist with Vision Collision. Has your car been damaged in an accident? If so, see your hometown auto body experts at Vision Collision. We'll fix your damage correctly and on time. Do you need a rental car? We'll pay 11% of your claim, up to $500, or ask us how we can help with your deductible. Come see us at Vision Collision on Wildwood in Jackson and on Page Ave in Michigan Center. Vision Collision, where quality and speed cost no more.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, thanks to XL Staffing for supplying one of the gift certificates we gave away at the tailgate party, and we'll announce our Art Main Chevy qualifiers and our tailgate prize winners here momentarily after the kick set to go. Addison back to receive, guys, posted about the 10-yard line. Cosmet puts the boot into it. It's left, and it bounces at the 20. It takes a sideways bounce. It's going to get out of bounds, and that'll elicit a flag from the officials. Qualifiers for the Art Main Chevy 2019 Equinox two-year lease: Missy Best, Amanda Williams, Brandy Sekula, Kylie Brown, Dawn Porter, Carrie Chafin, Heather Williams, Tim Chapman, Darlene Pace, and Bob Jones. And congratulations to Michelle View and Debbie Chambers, who both won $50 gift cards. We got Michelle got a $50 Shell gift card, and Debbie got a $50 Collins Brothers gift certificate. So congrats to everybody. And again, we can't wait to see you at the tailgate party, where we'll find out who wins the two-year lease. If you couldn't make it out to the game tonight, go to K1053.com and fill out your entry form, or you can stop into the showroom at Art Main Chevy anytime, and they'll get you registered and a chance to qualify.
Yeah, I believe we're going to take 10 from the online registrants. Plenty of opportunity.
Addison at the line. And there's the handoff. Not a lot of misdirection on that one. Dominic Young, no room to run. He's pulled right down at the 35. Second down and 10 for Addison.
And that is Andrew Pulaski with the stop. And that ends the first.
12 minutes in the books, 14-8 Cardinals lead. Addison ball. We'll take a 1 minute. We'll take a 1 minute break, and we'll come back with the second quarter on K105.3.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Columbia Central High School was ranked in the top 15% nationally and above all other high schools in Jackson County.
That's great. At Columbia Central, I received college credit by taking advanced placement courses.
In addition to advanced placement, Columbia Central students may take college courses through the Jackson County Early College.
Columbia School District, from GSRP preschool and early fives through high school and adult education, learning today, leading tomorrow. Visit us at myeagles.org.
Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on second down. Addison with a tough run up the middle by fullback Brendan Ford. Gets him about 6 yards, third down and four for the Panthers. And they'll get the Cardinals to jump. Was it movement on the Addison line, though, or did the Cardinals just jump the snap? And there's your, waiting for the official signal. Offsides against Michigan Center. So that'll move the chains for the Panthers. Set the ball at the 46. First and 10.
Quick out-of-town scoreboard update. End of one. Columbia Central, Ida tied at zero. Columbia Central just forced a fumble inside their own one to end Ida's drive.
Big play there. Big play here on first and 10. Hand off to Dominic Young, and he'll battle for about 3 yards.
1-7, Dominic Young on the carry.
And that tackle by Andrew Pulaski. Also end of one. Lumen Christi leads Coldwater 7-0. Touchdown by Nick Thomas.
It's a phrase we're getting familiar with.
Oh, yeah.
The 2018 Titans. Touchdown, Nick Thomas. Second quarter of action here brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. Second and 7. Givens to the fullback, and he's powerbombed almost there.
Good technique by Andrew Pulaski.
Brendan Ford on the run. He will get into Cardinal territory, though, with forward progress. Up 48.5.
That tight formation that Addison runs has given Michigan Center fits. they're very concise about keeping the three clustered together with the quarterback to kind of disguise where the ball's going.
Third down, about five. Gives to the fullback again. He dives. The end of the play, close to the chains. That one, actually, Dominic Young on the carry. Goes right up the middle. The spot, not quite as good as far as where he dove to. And we'll get on to the 45, so bring fourth and one. Addison converted a fourth and one. Previously, was that? No, that was third and one I'm thinking of.
Yes.
So they'll go for it here, I expect.
Center converted to fourth and one.
You're right. 9.5 to go here in the second quarter for East Jackson Community Schools. 14-8 Cardinal lead. Addison driving. And they give to the fullback. Cardinal stopped it.
That was Brock Kuhn. First contact.
Actual give there was to number 45, whose number doesn't happen to be on our roster. So we'll just call him a player to be named later.
Yeah.
We'll find out who number 45 is. We'll effort on that as we have time. 9:16 to go in the first half. 14-8 Cardinal lead, and they get the ball back. Good field position here at their own 44.
Get our crack statistician on that.
Hey, statistician? Just got a budget.
Bigger budget. I just knock on the window and just say, hey.
What do you guys have on that? Out of shotgun for Hayward. Two split wide to the right. The give goes to the running back. And it is Jake Haskell on the carry, and he's going to get about 3.5. Second down.
Sophomore linebacker Clayton Hawes with the tackle, stepping up from the linebacker position.
Haskell comes out. Keegan Bennett splits wide right. Two wings and a pistol back for Hayward. And the gives to Dawson Brown. Coming around and a bit of a sweet play. Turns it upfield into Addison territory. And he'll get to about the 48-yard line before he's brought down. He's going to make it third and 3 yards for Michigan Center.
Third down. Ernie Abbott on the stop.
Hayward gets the play from the sideline for the Cardinals. Relays it to his team, 8-11 with the clock ticking down here. 14-8 Cardinal lead. With the football and driving. Three wide right for Hayward. He's rolling out the pass to the right side. He's got Keegan there at the sideline. Turns it infield. Gets it at about the 35 into the 33-yard line before he's brought down. Keegan Bennett on the catch. And it's about 6 or 7 after the catch. First down, Michigan Center, moving into Addison territory.
Mysterious number 45 in on the tackle, along with Clayton Hawes.
Hayward looked good rolling out on that play, and Keegan Bennett was open for days there. In motion, and takes the handoff. Ooh. Not a lot of room, good tackle there, right at the 30. As he goes down, and that is Cole Solva on the carry.
Clayton Hawes with the stop. He's, for a sophomore, he has been very, very active on that defensive line. He moves around to the linebacker spot a little bit. He's done a great job so far today.
Second down, call it 7 yards for the Cardinals from the Addison 30-yard line, 7-11. In the half, spread them out for Hayward. Brown goes in motion, takes the give from the QB, turns it upfield, breaks the tackle, now skips it to the outside, gets some room to run. There's a flag down. Brown pulled down at the 20-yard line. We'll see what the laundry is. Generally where you'd expect there to be a holding.
Yep. Nope, block in the back.
That'll go against the Cardinals. So after the game, they'll move it back here. 6:56 to go in the half, 14-8 Cardinal lead. And let's see where the penalty goes from the spot of the spot of the play.
Fans, don't forget to stop down at the concession stand at halftime for hot.
That's going to move them way back to the 44-yard line.
be second down about 20 yards for the Cardinals. Hayward out of the shotgun. Three receivers left, or to his right. He rolls out. He's being chased. On the run, tucks it upfield. Cuts it back inside, and he'll get down about the 31-yard line before he's brought down.
Smart play.
Well, and you see him running, and the whole time he's still kind of looking upfield until he knows he's got to run, and then he really... But what that does is keep those defenders got to stay on their receivers. They can't just leave the guy and come make a tackle because they know he could still throw it.
Exactly. And that's a good, smart heads-up play by their quarterback. Something that he probably learned from Tom Brady, no doubt. He says we talked to the assistant coaches. They said he watches a ton of NFL, especially Tom Brady, but he studies quarterbacks and their tendencies, and that's a veteran QB move.
Brown in motion for the Cardinals. Hayward fakes it, now pitches out to Brown, catches the pitch one-handed, turns it on, ahead of steam, spins away from the tackle at the 10, down to the 5, inside of the 4.
Wow. That was an impressive grab on that option.
Oh, the play was well drawn up. They fake the dive. Hayward pitches out to Brown, and he did have to reach out one-handed and reel that in. And once he had it, he was at full speed immediately. Looked like he was going to be stopped at about the 15. He spun away from that one and rolled his way all the way down to the 5. But now we're bringing it back again for a
holding call.
Holding call again. A lot of effort here for the Cardinals to see that football just keep moving backwards.
Yeah, they've had about 45 yards gained on this drive that's all been negated by penalties. Could have been in the end zone twice now.
34-yard line now, third down and 11. 5:42 to go first half for the Cardinals. Hayward will take the snap. Tordy in motion, fake to give another flag.
Oh, big hit.
Blindsided by the defensive lineman.
It is Noah Hermanson.
Does not appear to be any worse for the wear. We're going to wait and see what the flag was for.
I believe it was a false start on Brown for the Cardinals. He looked like he flinched a little bit, then went into a down position, put his hand in the dirt.
Illegal shift.
Yeah, when he moved forward, even though he went down. And that penalty is declined. Which
yeah,
will make
it fourth and forever. 18.
Yeah, about that.
5.5 to go. Cardinals come out with the offense still on the field. Hayward takes. Now they get the Panthers to jump. And we get the signal for offside, so the Cardinals will get 5 yards back on that one.
Offside.
I would have seen that football kind of stay right there in that same 5 yards of distance, and it just kind of moves, and then they call a penalty to get it back there.
Yeah, between the they're stuck between the 35 and the 45.
Fourth down and 13.
So we almost got him to jump again.
So they're going to kind of pooch putt it. Hayward gets a nice kick away, and the Cardinals get down there to cover it, and it's going to stop at about the 11-yard line. So they tried the hard count, see if they could get him to jump again. Nobody did, so he pooch punts it, and Addison will take over with 4:53 to go here in the first half. It's still a 14-8 Cardinal lead.
He almost got him to jump. A little bit of movement, but not enough to gain the flag.
I wish I'd had my druthers to keep track of how much time they burned and how many plays they just ran to move the ball. Not at all.
Yeah.
And that works to Addison's favor. To me, the shorter the game is, the fewer the possessions there are, the better it works for Addison.
Absolutely.
On first down and 10, they give to number 27, who is Dominic Young. And Young gets about a yard.
And that tackle by Cole Silva for the Cardinals.
4:27 to go, ticking away here on our first half clock. Stay tuned at the half. for the Collins Brothers Floor Covering Halftime Report and our Denny's Halftime Stats.
Fumble.
And now the ball's loose on the field. Fumble by Addison on second down. And they'll recover.
Fumble.
They'll lose some ground, however.
20, Travis,
they get some inside the 10-yard line.
Third down
and 12.
Tough sledding back here.
Clock ticks away, 3:50 left in the half. Addison breaks the huddle to the line. Three down backs. Under center is Matthew Borman. And he's going to keep it. Does get a few
and
yards.
Got another
down
fumble.
15, but we got a flag on the field also.
Center saying that they have the ball.
They do. Cardinals get the football back. The penalty is going to matter, though.
Recovered by Michigan center.
Still no word on the flag. Maybe he just threw it down because of the fumble, just to mark that it was a fumble.
Yeah, he grabbed the wrong flag. Normally they toss a blue beanbag flag down to mark the spot where the fumble occurred.
So the Cardinals get it back. 3:33 on the first half clock. And they'll get it at the 15-yard line, first and 10. And they're waving off that flag now.
So they finally make it inside the red zone. It only took them two possessions, but
I just wanted to give it to the other team and let them give it. This has been a little bit erratic here. And what was a pretty crisp first quarter of action. Second quarter has been a little less precision. Handoff on first down, breaks the tackle into the 10-yard line, down to the 8. And that against Cole Sova on the carry. We've been calling his name quite a bit today.
Yeah. Nathan Rodland with the tackle for the Panthers.
Addison number 54, Jacob Margrell.
Nice weather night for football again. We've had some rain recently, but the weather working together with us tonight for a pretty nice night out here on Harshbarger Road. At sunset, Hayward takes the snap, takes a give to Brown, keeps it, and he's going to dive for the end zone. Looks like he came up a little shy. QB keep for Roger Hayward, and he'll get down to about the 2-yard line. And that's a first and goal for the Cardinals.
Trot continues to tick off.
2:45 left in our first half.
And we'll get Cameron Roebuck into the game. And sprinting off the field is Jake Haskell.
They'll go empty backfield for Hayward. Five wide. And he'll dive right into the line.
Got it.
Breaks a tackle. Second effort. Gets him into the end zone. Touchdown. Michigan Center Cardinals with 2:24 to go. 20-8 now our score. And that'll get Cosmet off the bench for the extra point.
Now the birdie, Brayden Cosmet for the extra point.
Uneven drive, I'd say, for the Cardinals, but they got the job done ultimately into the end zone, and they leave Addison with 2:24 to work with. Cardinals get the football to start the second half also. Snap is down. Hold is good. Kick is a little to the left, but it still gets through the uprights. 21-8, Cardinals lead. 30-second break. We're back with a kickoff on K105.3.
At Summit Orthodontics, Dr. Backinger and her team make braces fun. Summit Orthodontics specializes in family-friendly scheduling. They know you need flexibility, so appointments are on time with no waiting in one room or another. Before and after school appointments are normal and encouraged, so there's no time off work or school. Getting braces for you or your children should be relaxing and stress-free. After you meet Dr. B and her team, you'll know why Summit Orthodontics is number one in Jackson for braces and your smile. Summit Orthodontics, 517-782-9331.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, the Cardinals set the kickoff. Addison ready to return. Sending back Frederick Bills and Brendan Ford. Posted up at now the 15-yard line. Cosmet has the ball teed up. takes his approach, kicks it up. It's a little high. Bills comes way up the field. It gets through the line. He's got some room up near the 50. Nice tackle in the open field to keep it from being a bigger play, but the Panthers will take over at their own 49-yard line. Best field starting field position for the Panthers yet.
Yeah, he looked like he was shot out of a cannon there. He caught the ball, and next thing you knew, he was already about to break through the wall of blocking he had for him and just gone at that point.
Stay tuned for our halftime report. We'll have a segment from the MHSAA this week in high school sports as Addison has 219 to work with, try to answer the Cardinals. First down, Gibb goes into the line, and Michigan Center stands up tough. Second down and 9, right at the 50. Now they'll boost it up a little bit here. 48.
Brought down by
pretty good spot on the play. 21-3, Lumen Christi leads Coldwater with 2:10 to go in the first half there. Titans continue to dominate competition in the early season. There's a handoff to number 45, our mystery man. He'll get over to the 45 to about the 44 before he stopped. And they make a third down and long four. With a minute and a half to go in the half, Addison's going to have to open up the playbook a little bit if they want to get something going here.
Julian Putnam with the tackle. Western leads Northwest 7-0 after one.
1:15 in the game. There's a give up the middle. Close to the first down. Stop the clock to move the chains for Dominic Young on the carry. Looks like a first down to me. I got to see the official spot. Right on the 40.
Yeah.
And they all call it first down.
A tackle by Andrew Pulaski. It's sixth.
First down for the Panthers.
It's a right call right there. They'll spot it up. They'll start the clock back up. 1:05 in the half. Now you get some guys split out and back to pass. Good pressure by the Cardinals. Throws it and nearly picked up.
They got it.
The ball. Did he get it on the
He got
deflection?
It. Yes, he did.
Unbelievable play. And an excited, jubilant Jake Haskell. Comes out from under the pile, but apparently it's Hayward who actually makes the interception.
With 53 seconds left in the first half.
That was an impressive play there. He got a good tip on the. There was a tip ball, and after that, it's fundamentals.
You know, and that interception really caused by the defensive pressure from the Michigan Center line,
mm-hmm.
as they were in Mormon's back pocket when he threw it. Cardinals will have 53.2, and I think they'll try to score. They spread it way out. 5 receivers for Hayward. Out of the shotgun, Torty in motion. Takes the handoff. He'll sweep to the right. Turns it upfield to the 35. Pulled down. Still going. It looked like he was trying to drag a guy. He did not have much momentum to drag him with, and he just kind of goes down, but that's going to get him to the 37.
And Jacob Mercurio was the one who had his ankle, and just too big for him to drag.
Cardinals take a timeout.
They're trying to score again. They want to get up here.
Keep it here on the broadcast. Say thank you to Vision Collision, XL Staffing, Michigan Center Schools, and Amazing Auto for being on the broadcast, along with Tri-County Water, Stone's one-stop auto shop. Second quarter brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. Looking forward to seeing the Trojans this year. I like going out to their field with the domes out there.
And I love the dome.
It's got that good old school high school feel, which is one of my favorite things.
And the dome malts are to die for. Absolutely to die for. I love them.
Got a pretty good menu over there.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Joe Atkins up here in the press box tonight.
Whoa! There's a blast from the past.
Fellow class of 1998 graduate.
Yeah.
Former Michigan Center varsity quarterback at one time in his career.
Yeah.
Saw your quote stats. Not great ones. Shotgun for Hayward. He's back to throw. Look at downfield.
He's got
a
Brown.
Slam for Brown, and you get him in the open field, and he's dangerous into the Addison Panther territory. Pulled down to 46. Big play there. 40.2 Cardinals. Eat up a big chunk and get themselves dangerous here. And I guess maybe you're just trying to work into Cosmet's kicking range. But what, if they can get in the end zone, they'll take it.
Yeah. Cosmet out there warming the leg up a little bit. Nathan Rodland on the tackle now. That's the fourth for him for the sophomore.
Fans tell me you want some Cardinal fries, you know, even put a little chili and cheese on those for you.
Are they talking about chili cheese Cardinal fries? Because that sounds awesome.
Yeah, you know what? I was over there getting my bag of caramel corn, and I was looking at some of the other things they had. And it's a restaurant down there. They have a lot of options.
Expanded the menu.
All of these schools in the area are really doing a great job of providing excellent concessions.
Oh, man.
It used to be like, maybe I'll eat something when I get there.
Yeah.
Now it's like, I'm waiting to have dinner.
I know there's
a bunch of food I want to eat.
Oh, yeah.
And I can never walk away without having some of the famous Michigan Center caramel corn.
Absolutely.
I usually have to take a bag back for GOC.
I know at Jackson High, they even had combo menus out there. They got like a hot dog and chips.
They're building meals.
Yeah. Loving it.
If they start getting some vendors working the stands, we'll know something's up. Hayward back to pass again. Brown up midfield again. Working out of that slot. Brown finding himself open and on-the-nose throws by Hayward both times, catching Brown in stride. And they'll get it down to the 23. And Michigan Center will get another timeout. So 33.9 on your first half clock. Cardinals 21-8 leaders and knocking on the door again. I got to imagine this is in field goal range if they decide to kick. But now with 33 seconds still on the clock.
Yeah, you got plenty of time to play with. Addison's got to come up with they're kind of in a stuck situation here because you've got plenty of time for center to score a touchdown. But if you stop them, you still have to worry about the big leg of Cosmet coming back to haunt you. So it'll be they got to come up big, and turnovers seem probably unlikely, but it's their best case scenario here to keep Michigan Center from coming away with points.
They're halftime now at Coldwater, 21-3 Lumen Christie leads. Nick Thomas with a couple of long TD runs.
In other news,
what else is new?
Right.
Hayward gets Brown in motion, rolling out right, looking upfield.
Got a man open.
Keegan Bennett in the end zone, diving.
Got it.
Caught it.
Touchdown.
Touchdown, Cardinals. Keegan Bennett lays out for the football. For a moment, it looked like he might lose it at the end, but he reels it in. In the NFL, they'd have to do a couple replays to make sure, but I think it still ended up being a touchdown. And the Cardinals move down the field quickly and will take a 27-8 lead, look to make it 28 with an extra point. Cosmet's been money so far on the PAT attempts. There's the kick. That's through. So we still got 28.1 for Addison to try and answer. We'll take 30 seconds to get back with the kickoff on K105.3.
No more suffering in the heat. Call the professionals at Airflow Heating and Cooling for quality cooling systems from Everest Elite that you can rely on. They offer installation, repair, and replacement services for cooling systems. You'll also get a 10-year warranty on parts and labor and a lifetime unit replacement warranty. Right now, take advantage of their $59 summer special on air conditioning, cleaning, and inspection. Make sure your air conditioning unit is running properly so you avoid problems during the summer heat. Visit airflowheating.com to schedule your cleaning and inspection today.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
See Boyle, Jason Smith, 28.1 of the clock for Addison here in the first half. Cardinals lead 28-8. That is 21 unanswered now for Michigan Center. And there's your kick by Cosmet. High end over end, fielded at the 14. And over the 25, breaks through the line, 31, 32 before he's stopped on the carry, Brendan Ford. 22.6 to go for Addison.
And that holler you heard was from some supporters of Josh Jacek, who made the tackle there. And we've got the trainer down looking at, looks like Keegan Bennett on the Michigan Center sideline.
Tremendous catch by Bennett. It's over the, got over the end line and just reeled that in right by the pylon, rolled out of bounds. And he looks to be still in good spirits. He high-fiving Roger Hayward. Maybe he's just relaxing.
Could be. The trainer's talking to him, but doesn't seem to be a whole lot of concern or alarm there as we head to halftime.
First down, Addison carries for about 2 yards. We'll get you to the half now. 28-8, Cardinals lead. 21 unanswered, Jason. Addison scored on a big play, but other than that, they've struggled to move the football. They'll get a first down here or there, but to actually eat up much of the field, they haven't been able to do so. We'll see what we can come up with for them to maybe turn around to the second half, but I think Addison's offense works best if they get a lead early and can just kind of, you know,
chew clock
down. But now coming back from 28-8 is going to be tough.
You're going to have to open up the playbook a lot.
And additionally, it's really tough to stop this Cardinal offense from continuing to score. So Addison's got their work cut out for him. Let's go ahead and take 2 minutes here on the halftime, and we'll come back and get you your Denny's halftime stats. Halftime on the K105.3 Football Frenzy for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. 28-8, Michigan Center leads Addison on K105.3.
Hi, I'm Steve Dorr, Superintendent of East Jackson Community Schools. We're leading the way with our science, technology, robotics, and arts programs. We're proud of our safe schools where all buildings have been remodeled in the last 2 years with our student safety in mind, and our family atmosphere where everyone knows your name. To learn more about East Jackson Community Schools, visit our website, eastjacksonschools.org, or call 764-2090. Come take a fresh look at East Jackson Community Schools. Great things are happening. Together we thrive.
For over 31 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County. They can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7 for emergencies. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
High school football on K105.3. It's the halftime report. Now, back to the press box.
Collins Brothers 4 covering on the halftime report. Michigan Center 28-8. The Cardinals, they struck first, 7 points. Addison gets the football back, answered with a big run, made it 8-7 with the two-point conversion. After that, the Cardinals just kept pouring it on. They created a couple turnovers, and Addison still hasn't really forced them not. I mean, the Cardinals did pooch punt one time. Not really anything that Addison forced. The Cardinals made some mistakes with holding, some penalties. So really, if you're in the locker room and you're Addison, I'm looking at whatever we can do to try to stop the Cardinals offense.
Yeah, I think your focus has to be twofold. Obviously, you've got to get the defense more engaged, get them to make some key stops in key situations. I mean, you had Michigan Center get a first down that was negated by an illegal block in the back, which you should have capitalized on that. You didn't. They got another first down that was negated by a holding penalty not two or three plays later, and you didn't capitalize on that either, and Michigan Center ended up pooch punting. And outside of that, you really don't have anything that your defense has been like been able to get hyped up about. They had the big sack, but that, you know, that was one play on defense. You've got to have more of those big plays, disruption in the backfield. Offensively, you've got to open up your playbook. They're focusing on three or four guys in your backfield, and it really simplifies their defensive scheme if that's all they have to worry about.
Well, and you know, Addison, they live and die with execution.
Yeah.
You know, when you run that limited, they do some misdirection and stuff, but really it's, you got two or three holes that you're really working with to run up all night. And
yeah,
if those Cardinals players are committing to their assignments and, you know, they're beating you at the line, Addison's got nowhere to go. So I don't know that they have a ton more in their playbook that they're going to be able to,
yeah,
to use to trick Michigan Center. I think you gotta look at anything you can do to slow down the Cardinals' offense, and then you score points. You hope to break a few more of those long runs. They definitely have the athletes. Those guys are clearly,
yeah,
athletes for Addison. But right now, I think on defense, you're probably out there going, it feels like Michigan Center has too many guys. You know,
yeah,
what I mean? Like, there seems,
yeah,
like there's too many people on the field.
Right.
If they go back to pass, there's an open guy because there's so many receivers. And kudos to Michigan Center for doing a good job of blocking.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, they're not giving up. Hayward hasn't had pressure but once or twice,
right,
the whole half.
Yep.
And then they're also using him, like, when he does throw, he's on the run. He's rolling out. He's moving. So the Cardinals really have a great scheme working tonight, and they've executed it pretty well, with the,
yeah,
exception of a couple drives, or that one drive, really, where they had all those penalties.
Yeah, and everyone, it seems like, is a weapon on that offense. I mean, you can tell that Roger Hayward has confidence going to any one of those guys in the offense. I mean, he'd throw to his offensive lineman if he could, because he just, they've been able to go all over the field, and that's difficult to defend when every single person on the field is a weapon. Now, and conversely for Addison, I mean, they've really got to focus on taking advantage of some of the speed that they have. Frederick Bills has had limited touches on offense. I mean, that he's been great on the kick return side, but on offense, you've got to get him more involved because he's a definite speed weapon for you. You've really gone kind of out of your way to run the ball significantly. Dominic Young had the big run. He can carry the load a little bit. So you've got to take advantage of some of the weapons that you have offensively, and we just really haven't seen them do that yet.
Well, they went to the air one time only, faced tremendous pressure.
Yep.
An interception is the result. So Addison's got their work cut out to try and come back from this 20-point deficit. We're on the half here for K105.3. Let's go ahead and get our Denny's halftime stat, Jason. What do you got for stats for us?
Well, we've got Keegan Bennett, who had the 23-yard reception for touchdown. Roger Hayward has the pass touchdown. He's got an interception. He's got a 2-yard touchdown run. Jake Haskell has a 6-yard and a 3-yard touchdown run. Andrew Pulaski's been a huge weapon on defense. He's got 6 tackles. Boomer Perry's been involved. Brock Kuhn has been involved. Josh Jacek's been involved. I mean, like I said, everybody on that Michigan Center side is a weapon. And then on the flip side of that, you've got Nathan Rodlin, the sophomore, who's been fantastic for them defensively. He's got 5 tackles. Ernie Abbott has 4 tackles. Clayton Hawes has 4 tackles. Noah Hermanson had the big sack. Dominic Young had the 53-yard touchdown run to give them their only score of the game. So not much to write home about, but a lot of positives there for Addison.
Yeah, the Cardinal offense will continue to move the football. We expect in the second half, we'll see what Addison can do to slow them down. That's your Denny's halftime stats. These burgers are from Denny's? That's the tagline you got there, and I think people do say that if you have one of their burgers.
Yeah.
This is from Denny's? This tastes like gourmet. What?
They're good.
What 5-star chef did you get in here to make this burger? And they'll
they're
say,
good.
Hey, it's from Denny's.
From Denny's.
Our halftime report for Collins Brothers Floor Covering, and they are Jackson County's exclusive Abbey Carpet dealer. Let's take 2 minutes here on the halftime. We'll get the MHSAA This Week in High School Sports segment, and then we'll come back to Michigan Center High School. Again, with 7 minutes to go in the half, a little more than that, we got 28-8 Michigan Center leads Addison on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Football Frenzy's on tonight. You in?
I don't know if I have room for everybody.
Not to worry. My new man cave from Baker Builders is legit. They transformed my basement into paradise.
Baker Builders? You know, they did our new kitchen. My wife absolutely loves it. The work they did just brought new life into our house. Counters, cabinets, the works.
You should see our basement. I can't believe how they maximized our square footage.
I'm totally in.
Great. Use that new kitchen to bring the food.
Baker Builders. Experts in remodeling, finished basements, man caves, kitchens, and baths. Trusted, respected, sought after. To schedule your remodel, visit BakerBuilders.net.
Want to join the Jackson YMCA? Now's the time. Take advantage of the joint fee special running September 4th through November 10th. All joint fees will be $10. That's a savings of up to $90. What comes with your Jackson YMCA membership? You get access to both Y locations, free childcare while you work out downtown, free featured group exercise classes, access to participating Ys nationwide. With a Y membership, there is no annual contract, so give the Y a try. Call 782-0537 or stop by either branch to sign up today.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Hi, I'm April Benoist with Vision Collision. Has your car been damaged in an accident? If so, see your hometown auto body experts at Vision Collision. We'll fix your damage correctly and on time. Do you need a rental car? We'll pay 11% of your claim, up to $500, or ask us how we can help with your deductible. Come see us at Vision Collision on Wildwood in Jackson and on Page Ave in Michigan Center. Vision Collision, where quality and speed cost no more.
On the radio, you make the call on DPI, and more on the radio. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. There are so many things about high school sports that help celebrate its local nature and community spirit. And one of them is local radio coverage of games on stations like you're listening to right now. And as this new sports season gets underway, there are a couple of stations celebrating a milestone together as this fall marks the 77th consecutive year they will be broadcasting local school games. WTCM came on the air in 1941 up in Traverse City and has been a family affair for its entire existence, owned and operated by the Biederman family. When Les Biederman launched that station in January that year, community members immediately expressed interest in the station broadcasting high school basketball games. The first conversations with Traverse City school officials were positive, so plans were executed for the broadcast. But shortly before the game, the story goes, Biederman was told the broadcast was off because of a fear that no one would read the story of the game in the local newspaper the next day. Jack O'Malley, the current program director at the station and a veteran high school play-by-play man himself, picks it up from there.
Well, the town had already been told, and they'd been promoting the fact that this would happen. So at 7 o'clock, when they were supposed to go on the air, they announced that said, we were going to do the game tonight, but permission has been revoked, so we can't do it. And then they left the microphones open so that everybody could hear the basketball dribbling, the crowd cheering. And about 15 minutes later, the superintendent was at Les's door saying that the phones have gone crazy. You've got to do the game. And they started with the game, and we've been doing high school sports ever since.
Now let's go across Lake Michigan to the westernmost town in our state, Ironwood, where WJMS had already been on the air for 10 years, but 1941 being the first year of records found of the station covering high school basketball. Over the years, WJMS gave birth to some great sports announcers, most notably the recently deceased Bob Olson, who did play-by-play of Michigan Tech hockey for 35 years, and Joe Blake, who went on to Marquette to fame as a college hockey announcer for Northern Michigan. But the current day announcer at the station, Rod Halverson, told us it was a third talent, Harry Rizzi, from whom he learned how to wrap his arms around the local teams.
He made the games really personable. He would get to know the players by the first names. He wouldn't just use their last names. He would use first names sometimes, and that's how close he got to the programs, is that he would sometimes broadcast a game and use a lot of the first name of the players, which I thought was really a nice touch. I'm doing some of that now, and I'm trying to emulate the two guys before me, Harry Rizzi and Gary Aho.
There's a lot more to this story, and you can check out my piece this week on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look into the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
Let's check out your knowledge of high school football rules with You Make the Call. The quarterback drops back to pass and his intended receiver gets a step on the cornerback. As the ball approaches the receiver, the defensive player sticks his hands and arms out in front of the receiver's face without contact. The receiver loses sight of the ball and the pass falls to the ground. What's the call? A National High School Playing Rule instituted last year removed the penalty of face guarding without contact. The change brought high school football rules in line with collegiate and professional rules. The pass is incomplete, and there's no flag for defensive pass interference.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. And now a closing word about our topic of the day. It was always a big thing growing up to watch the local radio guys show up at the gym, and even now as the landscape morphs with new local legends behind the microphones and a new delivery system in some places, the internet, radio broadcasts of high school athletic events are still something that will continue to set these games apart from other youth sports, adding value to and preaching the values of these educational endeavors. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
Collins Brothers Floor Covering, a neighborhood tradition since 1940. From Somerset to Pleasant Lake, Grass Lake to Concord, and all the neighborhoods in between. They've been your neighbor through the generations, making kitchens and baths a little bit brighter, one tile at a time. Making the family room a little softer, one yard of carpet at a time. From Bates Street to Brown, from 340 Farms to Birdland, on the back roads and avenues. Collins Brothers Floor Covering is helping neighbors make Jackson home. Collins Brothers Floor Covering on Pearl Street in downtown Jackson.
Denny's hand-pressed 100% beef burgers look good, like really good. And starting at only $6.99, a bacon Gouda burger, a spicy sriracha burger. Those flavors alone will have you questioning, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? And even after you eat one of these burgers with fries for only $6.99, you'll still question, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? The answer is yes, these burgers are from Denny's. Get a burger and fries starting at $6.99 only at Denny's. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
K105.3 presents High School Football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
The halftime for Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Jackson County's exclusive Abbey Carpet dealer, and we're ready for third quarter action here at Michigan Center High School. 28-8, the Cardinals lead. Addison, both teams back on the field, and I'll tell you, it's kind of a casual atmosphere feeling for the Cardinals. They look pretty loose and still comfortable.
Yeah.
I always think, Jason, after a half where if you're Michigan Center and you scored 21 unanswered, you're comfortably in the lead, that you go into the locker room and you don't have a ton to discuss. And I'm sure they're going to talk about some of the miscues they had on that disastrous drive in the second quarter that they end up saving with a turnover. But I think it's tough to make any adjustments. Meanwhile, if you're Addison, you got a lot to work on.
Yeah.
So I always think that early on, you're going to see the team from the first half that was trailing with a little bit of an advantage coming out of the locker room because they had a few more adjustments that they were able to make.
Yeah, well, you always want to, as a head coach in football, you want to resist the urge of if it ain't broke, don't fix it, because your opponent is fixing stuff. Because obviously what they were doing isn't working. So now you have to, as you like to say, adjust to the adjustments. And it's going to take a lot of work for Michigan Center to recognize what is being done differently and then make the correct adjustments accordingly.
Yeah, I think Michigan Center, you almost, though, sometimes somebody like Michigan Center who was so dominant, maybe you go out confident enough to say that there is no adjustment they can make. That's how good we're playing right now, and we continue to do. The reason we run the offense we run is because it's difficult to stop, and therefore we don't think we need to make an adjustment.
Yeah, and it may be something like, we're not protecting Rogers' blind side enough. We've got to really focus on that. It could be something like, be careful on the penalty, watch the penalties, or, in this second half, maybe there's a tendency that Addison likes to switch things up to something or something that they've seen in the film or things like that for second half adjustments that they want to key on that they know Addison have a tendency to make when they're behind.
That's a good call on the blind side rush, Jason, too, because one time we saw Roger take a really big hit that could have been disastrous if he's injured. He bounced back from that pretty quick. But there was another time or two where he was running where he was back to pass, and he was able to elude that rush coming from that side, but it's had opportunities at him on multiple occasions. That would be an adjustment, that left tackle position, watching that edge rusher. Addison kicks off to start the second half. Dawson Brown will pick it up at the 20, running to his right, dodges a couple tackles. Fumbles the football, it's on the turf. Addison might have it. They're signaling that they do.
Michigan Center number 5.
Official dives into the pile.
Man, he's right in there. Wow.
And they'll keep it center ball.
Whew. Man, dodged a bullet there, and you've got a player down. That was he was trying to make a cut and avoid a tackler and move the ball upwards.
Right.
And the momentum of his arms going up, the ball just kept moving after his arms stopped. And if you're Dawson Brown, you are breathing a sigh of relief.
So the Cardinal ball, first down from their own 32-yard line. With 11:52, we're underway just now in the second half. Michigan Center High School on the football frenzy. Hayward in at quarterback. In motion is... I can never grab his name off the top of my head, so I gotta go to the sheet. And that is Cole Sova. And he'll get 3 yards on the play.
That was a tough 3 yards there.
Western kicks a field goal, puts them up 10-7 at Northwest tonight. Big rivalry game there, and that's a closer game than that's been in a few years anyway.
Yeah. Manchester 29-8 over EJ at the half.
Hayward back on the field for the Cardinals. Second down and a long 7. He gives to Dawson Brown a sweet play. He's got room to run. Dawson Brown just gets that head of steam going. Speed burst. Gets him the first down, and they'll spot it there about the 45. Move the chains and first and 10 for the Cardinals.
Tackled by Ernie Abbott. Monroe leads Jackson High 13-7 at the half. 35-6 Grass Lake over Vandercook as well. That's after one.
First and 10, Cardinals. Hayward out of the shotgun. Gives to the pistol back. No, he keeps it. Hayward with a great fake over midfield. Tripped up and down at the 48-yard line in Addison territory. Second down and about 4. Nope. Yeah, 4 is a good estimate there as the spot goes down officially.
Nathan Rodland with the tackle for the Panthers.
Hayward gets the call from Coach Troy Allen on the sideline. It's a long list of Michigan Center assistants there.
Yeah.
Second down, 4 yards here for the Cardinals. fake the give up the middle. Cole Sova coming around. That was a great misdirection there. Jake Haskell takes the fake, and Cole Sova comes around to get the run. Pretty good job to stop it by Addison. They'll pull him down shy of the first down marker, but third down and one, quite within Michigan Center's powers to convert.
Yeah, that is number 45, Mystery Man, on the stop.
Two wide, two wings, and a pistol back for Hayward out of the shotgun for the Cardinals. Takes the snap, hands off, and the runner trips. He had the blocking. It looked like a clear path to the first down marker. Josh Jasiuk. Well, how do you say that, Jason?
Jasiuk.
Jasiuk? Oh, see?
Yep. You just get it. Don't overthink it. Nice and easy.
I was over-enunciating.
I was, too, at first, and then our PA announcer corrected me. So
good thing we got that back up.
If you want to know, ask someone who handles these kids every day.
I think the guy says it every week. Fourth down and one. Cardinals stay on the field with the offense. And Cole Sova gets the handoff, dives to the first down marker, but we do have a flag down on the opposite sideline. That could be illegal motion on the Cardinals.
Could be. That's away from the play.
And it's a false start against Michigan Center. That'll take away that first down, move them back, and cause reconsideration about going for it here on the fourth down play. 28-8, Michigan Center leads. 8:38 to go third quarter at Michigan Center High School from the Tony Horner press box.
And it looks like their punt team is on.
All-time great here at Michigan Center, Tony Horner. The
awesome
Michigan
guy.
Center, yes. Cardinals.
Love Tony.
We'll never forget that voice.
Good
punt. And he booted it down to the 18.
Miff.
And he missed it. Gets it on the bounce, but he'll get chased and pulled down at the 18. On the pursuit, Liam O'Dell. And Addison will take over inside their own 20-yard line. So it's halftime now at Northwest. Western 10, Northwest 7. That's going to be an adjustment type of game. 27-3, Lumen Christie leads Coldwater at Coldwater.
14-0, Ida leads Columbia Central. 8:26 to play in the third.
I was curious about that one. Both of those teams unbeaten after 2 weeks. Matching up, tough one. Ida's always good. There's a give on first down to our mystery man number 45. He does get about 5 yards on the carry. They wrestle him back, about four of them, but the forward progress is going to get him out to the 25. Addison ball, second and about 4 yards.
Jake Haskell with the first contact there, drove him back. Good, heads up, nice hard tackle.
Second down, Addison looking to drive, trailing 28-8 with 7:50 to go third quarter, their first possession of the half. There's another handoff, and after first contact, leans forward, going to be close to the marker. On the carry is Nathan Roblin.
They're signaling first down.
Brought down by Michigan Center, 54, Boomer.
And they'll call it first down. 29-yard line. Addison on the move, Panthers. See the fruits of their adjustments. And there's another give up first down. It's not going to go much. And it looks like on the carry on that one was Travis Whitaker.
Whitaker with the carry for the Panthers.
Our first down makes it second and nine.
Center, number 72.
That is Brock Kuhn with the tackle. Shout out to Michigan Center legend Stan Fracker in the house tonight. Spotted him making his way in this afternoon. Big stop in the backfield.
They've, I mean, for all the all the stops Michigan Center's gotten, they haven't gotten a lot of tackles for loss.
No.
You know, they just, Addison will get 1, 2, 3 yards, but not enough for a first down in this play, and they won't call it, they won't really call it a loss. I guess he had forward progress to the 31, but again, Michigan Center's defense real stout after they give up a little bit of distance. They bend there a little bit. They've really stiffened up here, and Addison's got a 3rd and 9, which is a long down and distance for them out of that tight formation. Foreman under center pitches out, and the Cardinals again eat it up in the backfield. He'll go nowhere. Rodland again on the carry, and that's going to make it 4th down and 9 for Addison.
And that is Pulaski with the tackle. And the cheerleaders are out throwing T-shirts around. And
they have a T-shirt gun somewhere.
I thought they had a cannon somewhere, and they're not using it. And one of them actually didn't make it over the fence, and I think they might have hit their mom or a coach right upside the head with the T-shirt.
So Addison will punt with 5.5 to go here in the third, 28-8. They trail. And the snap, there's a flag up immediately. It kicks it from about the 20-yard line, and it gets down to about the 35 and bounces at the 30 and will dribble down to the 25, 24-yard line before it's whistled dead. But we'll see what the flag's for.
And the flag came right at the snap, at the line of scrimmage. So we'll see what this one, what this comes
with. Cardinal player maybe jumps the snap. It's a legal shift on the offense. And we'll see what the Cardinals do. Coach Troy Allen. Make them kick it again.
I think they come back. Yeah, push them back a couple more yards. Make them kick it a second time.
Pretty good punt. And it got a good Addison roll, and it had the Cardinals back pretty deep. Anything could happen on one of these punt plays, too. If you're Michigan Center, you hope for the worst for Addison. Cardinals with a comfortable lead, and time ticking off quickly here in the second half. And they'll spot that now. It's 26-yard line. So the punter standing back at about the 13. Snap is a little high, grabs it, kicks from about the 17, and this one's going to be fair caught at the 38. So the Cardinals get about 15 yards, 13 yards after the penalty. Better field position for Michigan Center. 5:16 to go, 28-8. Cardinals in front right now in the third quarter here on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Our third quarter all year brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. We open drains, others can't.
Love those guys. Awesome storytellers.
I was going to say, you know, every time you interview one of those guys, it's got it. What's the weirdest thing you've ever found clogging a drain? The answer's never boring. On first down, Haskell takes the handoff over the 40 to about the 42 for Michigan Center on first down. Second and 7.
Tackled by Jacob Mercurio. And if you get a chance, go back into our sister station, News Talk 970's archives, and listen to the Minuteman story during Contractors Week. You will not be disappointed, I guarantee you. It involves a Mr. T chain, that's all I'm going to say.
WKHM.com.
That's right.
There's a search tool. You can search Minuteman Sewer and Drain.
That's right.
Three wideouts now for Hayward. Dawson Brown to the right side. He's been a favorite target for Hayward so far. Now we'll get a timeout from the Cardinals sideline. Let's take 30 seconds here on the broadcast. 4:32 to go. Third quarter, 28-8 Michigan Center leads, and they've got the football on K105.3.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, live from Michigan Center High School. 4:32 to go here in the third quarter. All Cardinals here since Addison led 8-7. The Cardinals have scored 21 and answered. All still in the first half, though. We're scoreless in the second half. Cardinals have the football, second down and about 7. Out of the shotgun, Hayward, empty backfield, takes it. Skirts it to the outside, turns up field at the 50, but he'll get brought down. Moves the chains for Michigan Center, fresh set of downs right at midfield. Hayward's proven that he's dangerous with the arm and the legs. He's had some real spot-on throws in this game, and you can't just guard against the pass when he's back there because he will tuck and run.
Yeah, and that was a tackle by Jacob Mercurio. And for somebody who emulates Tom Brady, he is kind of fleet of foot, but he didn't slide at the end of that play and dropped a shoulder, in fact. The pistol gives to the up back.
Haskell takes that one, and Dragon guys, where it looked like they had him stopped for a 5-yard gain, he makes it a 12-yard gain, and another first down for Michigan Center inside the Addison 40-yard line.
Ernie Abbott with the stop.
Make it 11 yards, 39-yard line for a first and 10 for the Cardinals.
You know, it's never a good day when your leading tacklers are a defensive back and a linebacker. That usually means your front four is not getting the job done.
Haskell just kept the legs churning on that play. Drug a couple guys, made himself difficult to tackle. Hayward takes the snap. This time it is Cole Sova comes around on the sweep. He is brought down shy of the 35, about the 36. And that'll be second down and 7 for Michigan Center.
Jacob Mercurio with the stop.
3:22 ticking off our third quarter clock. 28-8 Michigan Center lead. Cardinals with the football in Addison territory at the 36-yard line. Stay tuned following our game broadcast. We'll get you our Jackson Area Subway Restaurant Player of the Game. Shout out to Yesery Bob, all the Bob-owned Subways. Nick Torti on the run, and he gets his legs scooped out from under him. Goes down sort of hard to the turf, but right by the first down marker. He'll be pleased with the gain on the play. And the spot of the football just shy of the 26 means it's third down and a little less than a yard for Michigan Center.
And that stop by Nathan Rodland. He's got 7 now in the game for the sophomore defensive back. Been all over the field making stops.
You got to cover a lot of ground to get to all these different Michigan Center weapons. Hayward out of the shotgun again. Takes it. And quick give is to Haskell. He breaks a couple tackles, but they just keep coming at him. Stays on his feet.
Wow.
23-yard line before he's brought down. Nice carry by Haskell to get Michigan Center another first down. And the clock stops for them to move the chains. 2:07 left in our third quarter. And this time has been going quickly here in the second half. Jason, Cardinals continue to eat up ground with those run plays and stay on the field. And Addison struggling to get to the guys. There's so many guys you got to watch out for. Michigan Center spreads the field out so much. I don't know if we've seen Keegan Bennett get back into the game. He was with the trainer following his touchdown catch. Hayward's back to pass now, avoiding the rush on the run. Throws, caught by Torti at the 5, spins inside the 5, hit again, and he'll be brought down right around the 5. Clobbered on the play at the end of it there, but Torti's back on his feet. Nice catch. Looked like he was going to bobble it a little bit, but he caught it and was able to keep running. With 1:31 to go, the Cardinals are inside the Addison 5-yard line. Actually, let's put the nose of the football right on the 5. First and goal for the Cardinals. Great throw by Hayward on the run with pressure coming after him. Put it on the nose for Torti to be able to grab that.
You know, and looking around the field, I don't even see him on the sideline either.
No, I was trying to see, did he end up?
I don't know. He may be in street clothes at this point. There's a couple guys I don't recognize.
Hayward fakes the give, runs it, dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Michigan Center. So the minute three to go in the third quarter, Michigan Center finally gets into the end zone. Our first score of the second half, 34-8. Cosmet will come out to try the extra point for the Cardinals. Make it 27 unanswered. As Michigan Center seizes control of this one. And Hayward went airborne on the dive. Here comes snap. Hold is snap is a little low. The hold's quick though. And the kick is up and good. Cosmet puts an extra point on. 35-8. Michigan Center leads. 30-second break back with the kickoff on K105.3.
Don't get left out in the cold this winter. Call Airflow Heating Company today to schedule your preseason cleaning and inspection for just $49. 784-6175. Airflow Heating Company offers free in-home estimates on new furnaces, boilers, and water heaters. You can even get rebates up to $400 on a new furnace from Consumers Energy. Be ready for the cold months ahead with Airflow Heating Company. Visit airflowheating.com to schedule your inspection and free in-home estimate, or call Airflow Heating Company at 784-6175.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. As the third quarter close to its close, Cardinals score, make it 35-8. Addison ready to return the kick. It's teed up. Cosman puts the boot to it. It's a good high end-over-ender. It's going to hit at about the 23. On the run, it's caught by Brendan Forty. He bowled it for a moment. That head of steam, though, is going to carry him out to about the 36 before he's tripped up. That's where Addison will start now, 56.7 to go.
He also ran into Frederick Bills on that play, too.
Under a minute to go here in the third quarter. For Minuteman Sewer and Drain, thanks to XL Staffing for providing one of our tailgate gift cards.
Yeah.
XL Staffing. Appreciate them for being on the broadcast along with all of our other sponsors.
Amazing Auto.
Amazing
Jumping
Auto.
On for the center game.
Right out here in Michigan Center, their location. Looks like a little difficulty on the exchange. Slow to develop play. Doesn't go for much, but about a half a yard maybe. On first down for Addison. Clock running on us. 30 seconds to go in the third. Addison comes to the line. Tight formation as usual. Three backs. And it looks like the give was to Young. No play action, and then the throw's complete.
Ooh, big hit.
And he's going to get about 2 yards clobbered from behind. But there's the first completed pass for Addison. Nathan Rodland on the reception. Update from Lumen Christie. End of three, still 27-3 Titans. So things have kind of settled in there. But Lumen Christie comfortably in front, looking to stay unbeaten on the season.
Ida leads Columbia Central 14-7 with 3.5 to go in the third.
End of our third quarter, 35-8 Michigan Center. Let's take 30 seconds. We'll come back with the fourth quarter on K105.3.
It's fair with a Mexico City flair. The all-new Chilango's Cantina Grill. Authentic Mexican food and drink cocktails that complement every meal. Chilango's Cantina Grill. Voted best tacos in Jackson and voted number 4 in the state with gourmet burritos, oyster tacos, 100 types of tequila and mezcal, fresh custom margaritas, and 7 draft Mexican beers. All Chilango style. Their chiller machine keeps your drink at the correct temperature without ice. Chilango's Mexican Grill is now Chilango's Cantina Grill at 501 Longfellow Avenue.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
It's
Rusty Boyle, Jason Smith in the booth at Michigan Center, the Tony Horner press box for the fourth quarter underway. Addison with third and seven. Pitch out to Young. Tries to turn it upfield. Gets to the 40, but not much more.
And
that'll bring up a fourth down, about 7 yards for the Addison Panthers. And looks like the personnel change for the punting squad will make their way onto the field. 11:39 left in this tilt. The Cardinals in control.
Did you see the pyramids that the cheerleaders did? That was impressive.
No, I missed cheerleaders. That was
awesome. That was awesome. They were doing flips and stuff. That was cool.
I'm usually fully engulfed in whatever the sideline entertainment is, especially during a quarter break. There's a punt away. Goes toward the sideline. It's going to hit and roll out of bounds. Now he's got a signal at the 32. Michigan Center will take over. 11-11 on the clock. 35-8. The Cardinals lead as the offense hits the field. Here in the fourth quarter of our broadcast, Airflow Heating, our fourth quarter sponsor, providing first-class heating and cooling services since 1952. We might need a little more heating than cooling here in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, I got to test mine, make sure that it's up and running. Last year, you know, I kind of live out in a wooded area, and stink bugs can be kind of a problem. They were getting into the chimney, and I had to have the motor replaced on our furnace last year.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, test that ahead of time. Call Airflow if you have a problem.
That's right. That's who we called.
Have them come out and check it out for you. Hand off to Haskell on first down for Michigan Center. Looked like he was going to break it, but a nice job tackling him, holding him down. He's going to get about three on the carry. Second down and seven for Michigan Center from their own 36.
Second down for the Cardinals.
Cardinals will look to eat up chunks of clock here. Keep possession of that football. Hayward still in it at quarterback. Two wings. And the give is to Dawson Brown from one of the wings on a sweep play. He's in the second level. Now he's going to break the speed. Oh, he had one man to beat. Couldn't get away from him. Brought down in Addison territory at about the 38-yard line. Dawson Brown has been swift when he catches the football. I think that's a good way to try to say it. He's just a speedy guy. And he runs strong.
Good long strides, explosive. I mean, there's a lot of good adjectives you can use for him. Travis Whitaker, the last man to get him.
Tonight's winning ticket, 4-0-9-4.
Hayward out of the shotgun. And that give's going to go to Cole. He's got some room, and he's into the second level. First down again as the Cardinals continue to move the football. Cole Sova on the carry. And that's inside of the 30-yard line. We'll spot it at the 29. Cardinals continue to just eat up yards and move the chains. Under 10 minutes now in the game. 35-8 Michigan Center lead.
Nathan Rodland with the tackle.
Hayward waiting for the snap. Gets it. Gives to Brown again on that sweep around play. He's not going to break it as big as he did this time, but he does get 5 yards on first down. Second and five for the Cardinals.
That is Brendan Ford with his first tackle of the game.
9:22 left in this one. Again, stay tuned. Following the broadcast, we'll set things up for our next game, but we'll also give you our Subway player of the game. There's a few guys in the running for that one. See if anybody wants to solidify their standing. Movement on the line, and it looks like it might be a false start against the Cardinals.
Yeah.
No, they all called offsides against Addison. I thought I did see one of the linemen move, but Addison maybe just trying to jump the count. 9 minutes exactly remain in this tilt, 35-8 Cardinal lead. Now on the Addison 20-yard line, second down and about one. I And now they make a quarterback substitution.
Yeah.
Colin Pointer.
You are correct, Colin Pointer.
6 foot senior.
Number five.
For Michigan Center. Takes the snap on that one.
Brought down by Addison 84, Rocky Johnson.
Nice game tonight by Hayward.
Mm-hmm.
Impressive job by the junior quarterback. And they'll be pleased to have another year of eligibility for that young man. And we'll see him on the hoops team later this school year as well.
Indeed we will.
Pointer takes the snap. Give is to Cole Silva. Down inside the 15 to the 14-yard line.
On the run.
Second down. And 7 for Michigan Center. 8:03 taken away on this fourth quarter.
And for all of you Michigan Center faithful, lost one of my favorite teachers in elementary school, Mr. Barry, passed away. Saw that news come across the wire the other day. But this morning, actually.
Pistol formation, Pointer gives to the fullback. That's another ball carrier that we haven't seen yet today. That's Cameron Roebuck. 5'8", 190.
He looks it, too. Good kid.
Bruising runner is the way I would describe him.
We caught him a little bit during the JV Hoops games last year.
I never had Mr. Barry in school,
really?
But I had Mrs. Barry in fifth grade.
I did, too. I had Mr. Barry for fourth grade for computers when we switched, and then I had Mrs. Barry in fifth grade.
English. Had it for English, I think.
I loved both of them. They were fantastic teachers.
Pointer in for the Cardinals quarterback, gives to Cole Silva, and he'll get inside the 10. Still shy of the first down marker, it looks like. That'll break up a fourth and short for Michigan Center.
And at this point, you've got a huge lead. You're up 35-8. There's 6 minutes to go. It's fourth and short. Do you go for it, or do you kick the field goal? I mean,
I'm sitting up here in the booth, Jason, broadcasting a game, not coaching at all. I'd like to have our kicker try one with a game situation.
It's an excellent point, and you don't come off as trying to run up the score.
Pointer takes the snap, however, and he gives to the upback, and he's right into the end zone. Another new ball carrier, Richie Mays, junior, and it looked like he was into the end zone clean, and they do signal. Down at the goal line. I thought he went all the way in.
I did, too.
Was comfortably in the end zone. Maybe we have an optical illusion going on. So glare from the press box lights or something.
Solar flares or swamp gas or something.
So it'll be first and goal for the Cardinals. First set of downs. Under 6 minutes left. 35-8 Michigan Center lead.
Looks like they've got the full second team offense out onto the field now.
They've been integrating those guys into this game. Pointer's going to keep, and he'll stretch out over the end zone line.
He got it.
And this time they get it. Michigan Center for the touchdown, 1 yard run for Pointer. 5:37 to go, 35-8. Score before, make it 41-8 now for Michigan Center with an extra point pending. And Cosmet's been as good as it gets in the extra point department. Wait for the snap. There it goes. The hold is down. The kick is up. And it looks good again. Officials agree. 5:37 to go. 42-8 Michigan Center lead. Let's take 30 seconds. Kick off when we get back on the Kimmel 5.3 Football Frenzy.
You work hard. You're there early, you stay late, and yet you feel like your career is at a standstill. Flexible Staffing understands how you feel, and they have a solution. Flexible Staffing is in the business of helping hardworking people like you find a career where they feel appreciated, valued, and perhaps most importantly, appropriately compensated for your work ethic. Call Flexible Staffing of Jackson today and feel good about your career. Flexible Staffing, FSSstaff.com.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
See, Boyle Jason Smith, Cardinals kicking team back on the field with a 42-8 lead and 5:37 to go. We start seeing some of the fans make their ways to the exits, comfortable and confident in the Cardinals win. Kick is up, and that'll get down to all the way down to the 9-yard line where it's picked up by Bills, and he'll take off. And you can see the speed evident on the return game there. And you like to see if they can find ways to get him open in space. Frederick Bills, just a sophomore for the Addison Panthers. And he'll carry the ball to about the 27-yard line before he's dropped. Time running out for the Panthers with 5:31 in the fourth quarter. Looking like a Cardinal victory. Again, our fourth quarter brought to you by Airflow Heating and Cooling.
Yeah.
Providing first-class heating and cooling services since 1952, Airflow Heating.
Ooh, they ran into each other.
They had some traffic in the backfield. Didn't go up to plan. And the Cardinals capitalize, tackle for a loss.
Yeah, that is an occupational hazard with that type of offense.
It's a crowded backfield.
It is.
They actually, ultimately, I guess they found them to have gained a yard.
And Griffin Bevier Granger comes into the game to a rousing applause.
Panthers with Bills taking the quarterback job. There's a breakaway. They'll get about 13 yards on that second down carry. Nice run for Brendan Ford. Move the chains for Addison out to the 42-yard line.
Brought down by Michigan center number 5, Dawson.
That is Dawson Brown with his first tackle of the night.
Addison huddles up, 4.5 to go in the game, 42-8. They trail, looking for some big plays here late. Again, Bills under center. And he'll hold on to it, sweeping out. Then he turns on the Jets to the sideline.
There it is.
Tries to get past Pointer, the last guy. Pointer makes the stop in Cardinal territory at the 35-yard line, and Bills showing what we thought we saw.
Yeah.
Proving us correct with some speed once he got into the open field. Find a little space for Bills, and he's a burner.
Yeah, he's got explosive speed there, and he showed it off with that run.
Long strider. Little excitement late here for the Panthers. Now under 4 minutes in the game. Bills comes to the line. He'll give on first down. And they'll battle ahead on the run. Ultimately gets about 5 yards in the carry. Nathan Rodland still running strong for the Panthers.
Bills is, I believe you said he's just a sophomore, right?
Right.
They got a lot to look forward to with that young man.
Yeah, again, they're going to need to look for ways to get him the football, and you like it to be in space.
Yeah. And he puts a little bit of size on, and he can retain that speed. He could be a good little weapon for him.
He's a quarterback right now, and there's a handoff and some more running room. Nice juke move at about the 18-yard line. Now over the 15 and brought down finally is Brendan Ford. Big run for him. And Addison now knocking on the door against the Cardinals late. Under 3 minutes remains. Maybe too little too late, but if you're Addison, you like having a little late success. Kind of jumpstart you for next week.
Yeah. Yeah, any positives you can take away from this game are going to be key for next week.
Panthers line up at the Cardinals. Let's call it the 13-yard line. Bills keeps it, sweeping right. He's going to race for the end zone. He's met there by Dawson Brown. A couple speedy guys, both wearing number five, collide at the five. That's a lot of fives, Jason.
Yeah, that's a track meet.
Number five, Dawson Brown. Number five, Frederick Bills. And they collide at the five-yard line.
Running sub-540s.
Second down and about three for Addison. They can get a first down without scoring. They line up with Bills at quarterback.
The Moth wants to get in on the broadcast here.
Bills hands off to Rodland, and he battles his way into the end zone, and a touchdown for the Addison Panthers. So 1:45 to go. Addison makes their second touchdown strike of the game. 42-14. Michigan Center still comfortably in front. And Addison, it looks like we'll again try to convert for 2 points here after their score. Bills under center. And the give. No, he keeps it. Throws open and caught.
2-point conversion is good.
And the touchdown, well, the 2-point conversion, Rocky Johnson.
Love it.
Rocky Maivia with the 2-point conversion. 1:44 left in this one. 42-16 our score. Let's take 30 seconds. We'll come back and try to wrap this one up on K105.3.
At Summit Orthodontics, Dr. Backinger and her team make braces fun. Summit Orthodontics specializes in family-friendly scheduling. They know you need flexibility, so appointments are on time with no waiting in one room or another. Before and after school appointments are normal and encouraged, so there's no time off work or school. Getting braces for you or your children should be relaxing and stress-free. After you meet Dr. B and her team, you'll know why Summit Orthodontics is number one in Jackson for braces and your smile. Summit Orthodontics, 517-782-9331.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, final 1:44 of this one. The Cardinals back to receive the kick. Dawson Brown and Kolsova are back. We'll see if Addison tries any trickery. Try and get another shot at it.
Out of town scoreboard. Hanover up 6-0. Start of the third.
Kick is a roller. Pass the 55, or the 45 to the 43. And the Cardinals fall on it. And what was that score he gave us?
Hanover leads 6-0 over Napoleon. Start of the third quarter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise. Hanover rolling a little bit after a big win last week on our broadcast. Yeah. They looked not bad.
Yeah, we're the good luck charm.
Must be. See, that we talked to that couple who was worried that we could be a bad luck. Instead, we're turning into great luck for Hanover Horton.
Also, Columbia tied their game with Ida at 14 after Carson Daniels goes 68 yards for the score. And Grass Lake up 48-12 at the half on Vandercook. Steven Grishko, three interceptions, one of them for a 70-yard pick six.
A lot of good games in the area tonight and every night. I mean, we're blessed to have a lot of great football around the area.
And Pointer will take a knee.
Cardinals will try to tick off this last minute and a half.
Michigan Center number 11, Colin Pointer.
42-16 looks to be potentially our final score. Nobody leaving right now. I thought we were going to get a mass exodus earlier.
I did too.
All the Cardinal faithful standing. They like to hang around and sing through that
fight song.
I think that's what they're waiting on.
Or they want to see the cheerleaders do another pyramid. Because I've seen pyramids before, but I've never seen them do like backflips and stuff from the top of the pyramid, which is what they were doing, and that's impressive. That's hard to do. I can't do one standing on the ground, much less off of somebody's shoulders.
We went over and talked to the cheerleaders earlier, and they were doing those flat-footed standing backflips.
Yeah.
That was immediately impressed.
Yeah, I think I mentioned to you we'd probably break our necks or something trying to do
I would, yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think. If I'm backflipping, how far do I get? I don't think I even get to the top of my head. Like, I hit the back of my head on the ground every time if I try a backflip. That's my guess.
I'm landing flat on my back. I will jump and basically just splay out to my back. My athletic prowess left me about 15 years and 40 pounds ago.
Well, that's going to do it for this one as the final seconds tick off the clock. 42-16 will be our final. And we got some other scores coming in. 33-3, the final, Lumen Christi over Coldwater. And Jackson and Monroe have a good one with 10 minutes to go. Jackson 14, Monroe 13. So the out-of-town scoreboard is lively. We'll give you as many updates as we can here on the postgame. Stay tuned for our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. Let's take 2 minutes and come back with a postgame report. Again, our final 42-16 on K105.3.
Collins Brothers Floor Cut. A neighborhood tradition since 1940. From Somerset to Pleasant Lake, Grass Lake to Concord, and all the neighborhoods in between. They've been your neighbor through the generations, making kitchens and baths a little bit brighter, one tile at a time. Making the family room a little softer, one yard of carpet at a time. From Bates Street to Brown, from 340 Farms to Birdland, on the back roads and avenues. Collins Brothers Floor Covering is helping neighbors make Jackson home. Collins Brothers Floor Covering on Pearl Street in downtown Jackson.
Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. We are proud to be the largest and number one locally owned and operated real estate company in Jackson County. My parents, Gail and Marion Reardon, started the company back in 1987, over 31 years ago, and it's been family owned ever since. As a Western High School graduate, I am very proud to serve the Jackson community and be a part of the great things happening not only downtown, but throughout our entire county. Our 60 local agents are your family, friends, and neighbors. So when you choose to work with one of our amazing agents, your dollars stay here in the Jackson community to help support the local economy. We would love the chance to earn your business and help your real estate dreams come true. Stop in and see us at one of our three Jackson County locations on Northwest Avenue, next to Dunkin' Donuts, in Brooklyn on Main Street and the Fountain Plaza, or our Summit Township location on Horton Road, connected to the Bigby Coffee. And as always, go to erareardon.com.
You've got a diesel engine. You love your diesel engine, the way it sounds, the way it handles, and the way it looks in your driveway. You know who loves your diesel as much as you do? The crew at Watson Diesel Service Company on Thorez Drive right here in Jackson, or online anytime at WatsonDieselService.com. They'll baby your diesel like you do when it needs service. Watson Diesel Service, WatsonDieselService.com. They love your diesel.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the post game. Michigan Center, comfortable 42-16 win over Addison. Early going, it was Michigan Center scored first. Addison answered with a big play. They got the two-point conversion. They led 8-7, and after that, it was all Michigan Center until finally Addison bookended the game with another touchdown there late. But never really in it after, yeah. Quarter and a half.
Yeah, I think that first touchdown was kind of a wake-up call that they had big play capability, and Center kind of turned up the defense after that.
Yeah, so the Cardinals' offense was just, again, we've said this, it's not a new, we know what they run, we see what they do, but that's my determination every year and why it's so tough to stop them is it always looks like Michigan Center has more players on the field than their opponent. They're just everywhere. Somebody's always open, and they're all good weapons. You come out and you go, you want to say, hey, Dawson Brown, he's the guy. And then he came out and played well, but he doesn't dominate the offense. You know, he's not the guy who you go, he's the only one they've got.
Right.
Because they give it maybe even more carries, go to Jake Haskell.
Mm-hmm.
You see a ton of carries for Cole Sova.
Yeah, he had a ton as well.
Touchdown catch by Keegan Bennett. Roger Hayward, who's our Subway Player of the Game tonight, goes out and he throws a couple of darts directly to Dawson Brown, catches him in stride for big plays. He runs the ball himself, and he even chipped in a little bit on defense. So they just so many weapons for Michigan Center. There's nobody you can key on. I guess you got to have some kind of a defense that can key in on the scheme and shut it down, and I don't know how you do that.
No, because every player on the field is a weapon for Michigan Center, and, you know, really Roger Hayward gets lost in a lot of the conversation for best quarterbacks in the area, and really he's not going to get a lot of love for that because he's not a guy who is going to throw for 300-400 yards a game. He's not going to take over a game with his arm. He probably could if you asked him to, but he doesn't have to. He's a good game manager. He's a good facilitator of the offense. Very selfless quarterback, which is one of the words that the assistant coaches use to describe him is selfless. He's like that on the basketball court as well, and he's just one of those guys that he's an excellent game manager. He'll make plays when he needs to. He'll make plays with his arms when he needs to, and he just gets the job done.
So the Michigan Center Cardinals 42-16 winners tonight are Subway Player of the Game for Yes or Ebop Subways. They provide box lunch programs to area sports teams, so if you got a hungry team to feed, Subway.
Give a call.
Yes or Ebop. But, yeah, Hayward with a great game tonight. He's our Player of the Game. As far as Addison goes, they didn't do a lot wrong.
No.
Pretty disciplined. You don't see a lot of penalties coming out of it. I think they had a couple of offside penalties, maybe.
Yeah.
And maybe an illegal shift at some point. But really, overall, they didn't make a ton of mistakes. They just didn't have the weapons or the pace to keep up with Michigan Center, and they weren't able to slow them down enough.
Right. And you saw when they got out to the early lead, when they got the ball back, they shut it down. I mean, they ground and pound, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, whatever old school, you know, tight bunch formations you want to use to describe it. It's almost like they're running a goal line formation on every single play, no matter where they are on the field. And they will just run the ball and they will grind you into the dirt until the final whistle. And that's exactly what they did today. And unfortunately, on the defensive side of things, they just couldn't keep up with all of the weapons that Center has.
You know, I think about Addison's schedule the rest of the way, they're going to end up at some point bumping into Hanover Horton.
Yep.
And I imagine that game just this grinded out,
yeah,
head-hitting, hard-hitting battle where they're just somewhere in the middle of the field, 10 yards here, 10 yards there, back and forth until somebody ultimately comes out on top. But that's going to be, for, you know, if you're somebody who only likes those big plays, wide-open passing game, that might be a game that doesn't float your boat, but
right.
I think that would be it'd be tremendous to watch.
Yeah, I mean,
see who's going to give first.
Absolutely. That's going to be a game where you've got two teams that are stuck between the 40-yard line markers for most of the game, most likely.
Yeah, that should be fun. So Michigan Center will move on next week. And I know I have my...
I think they have East Jackson next. No, we are at East Jackson next week.
We are?
I think so.
What are we doing at East Jackson? Watching a fun football game.
Getting
that's
a football game in.
So next week, Michigan Center has to Manchester.
They'll
probably be favorites in that one, but you never know what's going to happen when you're on the road playing against the Manchester Dutchmen. Meanwhile, Addison, they fall to 1-2 on the year, 0-2 in the league. Their next matchup is at home against East Jackson. So a little home cooking for Addison and a matchup where they'll be the favorite. And they'll look to try and even up their record. Yeah. Cardinals 3-0, 2-0 in the Cascades Conference so far. Our next broadcast is going to be fun. We're heading out to Grass Lake.
Ah, I was close.
Which is always fun. I love getting out there. That's
I do too. I love their press box.
And the view from the press box just out is great. Actually, I'm trying to think if there's a bad...
No.
Is there a press box with a bad view?
Not really, no.
None that I could think of. But I guess the view's always good when you're looking down in a high school football field at night.
Right.
And a beautiful weather day. So we'll hope for good weather for next Friday. Hanover Horton at Grass Lake, our K105.3 football frenzy game. One more time, let's go ahead and target our winners for tonight.
Yeah.
Qualifiers for the two-year lease on the 2019 Chevy Equinox from Art Main Chevrolet. Missy Best, Amanda Williams, Brandy Secula, Kylie Brown, Dawn Porter, Carrie Chafin, Heather Williams, Tim Chapman, Darlene Pace, and Bob Jones. All qualified. They'll all be at the qualifier party at Art Main.
That's right.
And everybody's got a chance to win that vehicle. Meanwhile, congrats to Michelle View on her $50 Shell gift card and to Debbie Chambers on a $50 Collins Brothers floor covering gift certificate here on the game. Again, your player of the game, Roger Hayward. Any final notes, Jason?
Just a well-executed game. I'm really excited to see how the Cascades turns out this year. It looks like it's going to be a three-horse race at the top, but Center, man, they look really, really, really good. And don't be surprised if the Cascades Conference has two Division VI teams ranked next week.
All right. So for Mike Reed back in studio and Jason Smith, I'm Steve Boyle. We'll call it a night here from the Football Frenzy. Talk to you next week.
K105.3 is WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1 Brooklyn Jackson. Thank you for listening to tonight's game, which has been brought to you in part by Subway, Summit Orthodontics, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Northwest Community Schools, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, the Jackson YMCA, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Baker Builders, Columbia School District, Denny's, Jackson Public Schools, East Jackson Schools, Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, Computer Ties, Watson Diesel, Flexible Staffing, ERA Reardon Realty, Chilango's Restaurants, Airflow Heating, Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop, and Tri-County Water. We now resume regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.